Mike Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I welcome you, beloved. It's my privilege and my joy to be able to come to you through means of this broadcast to share with you the good news of our living Lord, to share with you the truth of God's Word, to enjoy with you a time of fellowship and Bible study together. And if you have a Bible or a New Testament, I hope that you will get it and join with us as we look into the Word of God, if you're able and have the time to do that. We're in the Gospel of John, which is the fourth book of the New Testament. And John was one of the disciples, one of the 12 disciples. There were 12 disciples that Jesus called to help him: Simon Peter, Andrew, James, his brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, Thaddeus the son of Alphaeus, and Bartholomew, and Judas. He was one of the disciples. And these different disciples that Jesus called to help him, John was one of those disciples. Peter and James and John, these were close to the Lord Jesus Christ, and seemed to be closer. They were kind of an inner circle with the Lord Jesus. And John particularly had a beautiful relationship with the Lord that seems to have been quite different from the others, because he wrote the Gospel of John, he wrote 1st and 2nd and 3rd John, and he wrote the book of Revelation, all under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And though he wrote these books, he wrote them in a manner and a way not to reveal himself or make himself known, but rather to magnify, glorify, and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're in John chapter 16, and we started out in chapter 14. We're studying about new birth blessings. And under the heading of new birth blessings, we're considering the Trinity presently. One of the blessings of the new birth is the Trinity, getting to know the Trinity, growing in the understanding of the triune Godhead. It's a wonderful mystery, and all we can do is by faith accept the fact that God is one, and yet he reveals himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And that's what we've been seeing in these three chapters, 14, 15, and 16. We're now in chapter 16, and over again we're seeing the Trinity spoken of and manifested and revealed. And so we're now in verse 7. Last time we were talking about how that Jesus warned them the time's going to come that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. Verse 2. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. Now he's talking about religious people. Remember, it was religious people that put Jesus to death. They were the cause of his being put to death. Religious people. Pilate didn't want to put Jesus to death. He didn't find any fault in him. But the crowd was going to cause a riot if he didn't respond to them. And in order to keep a riot from erupting, he yielded to their pressure and allowed Jesus to be crucified. And so it was religious group that did this, beloved. And today, how many religions there are in the world, false religions that Satan has devised. And there is a religion that's in movement now, trying to put to death all believers and all Christians. And these are people that are deceived by Satan. They're blinded to the truth. They do not know the Father, nor the Lord Jesus Christ. And these are the very words that Jesus said here in these passages of Scripture. And so, notice what the Lord said, beginning with verse 4. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Now the Lord Jesus, in particular to the disciples, was looking forward to the Apostle Paul. He was called Saul at that time. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was a religious leader. And he went about to put Christians to death, to persecute them, to take them to the high priest, to have them put in prison and put to death. And this was a man that was a very religious man. He was very devout in his religion, but he didn't know the Lord. That's why God had to stop him on the road to Damascus. The Lord stopped him and appeared to him. And Paul cried out, Who are you, Lord? He had no idea who it was. And Jesus said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And he didn't realize he was persecuting Jesus. He didn't realize he was persecuting the Lord. But that was what he was told there on the road to Damascus. It's in Acts chapter 9. Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter. This is Acts chapter 9, verse 1. Breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way. And that was the term used concerning Christians then, the followers of this way. Whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And the pricks were instruments that they used to use on animals to prick them to make them go, and to get them to go, and they'd kick against the pricks. And Jesus was saying, using that illustration to the Apostle Paul. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. He was blind, he couldn't see. But they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I'm here. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to the saints at Jerusalem, and here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way. For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, and I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose, and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway, immediately, he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed, and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest? But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that he is very Christ. And after many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known to Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night, and let him down by the wall in a basket. Thus we see the Apostle Paul, who killed the Christians in the name of God, but did not know the Lord God, was deceived by false religion and by Satan. Yes, he had religion, but he didn't know Jesus. He didn't know the truth. He was deceived. And so this is what the Lord said is going to occur, and it's true today. There are those who have religion and go about killing believers and putting to death Christians and putting to death Jewish people, because they do not know the true and the living God. Thus we see, the Lord told them, I will send you a comforter, who will comfort you, who will strengthen you, who will help you, who will encourage you when you face these hard, difficult persecutions that are going to come upon the church, because Satan hates the church. Satan wants to destroy the believer. He wants to eliminate the world of the church, and he'll do everything he can to deceive and to blind and to cause persecution upon the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, those who are born again believers that are born into the family of God and become a part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the church, the bride of Christ. And so, beloved, do not be surprised at what Satan is doing in the world today. Till next time, goodbye.